From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief.
It's CEO, August 15th Tech Roundup, 5 stories, here's number 1.
Let's get into it.
First from the Decoder.
New benchmark confirms AI models still perform poorly at visual perception. I just read about this new benchmark called Perception Bench, and it's been testing how well these advanced AI models can actually see, not just reason. What's really interesting is that none of the frontier models are even close to 60% accuracy.
And the best one,
GPT-5.6 Sol, is only barely ahead of the rest. The thing that really caught my attention is that a lot of the mistakes these models make aren't even reasoning errors, but rather they are failing to read the images correctly in the first place.
It's like their whole visual perception system is still pretty primitive.
Next, second from the Decoder.
The tragedy of the cognitive commons explains how rational AI adoption could destroy entire professions' expertise.
Hey, I wanted to share this thing I just read about AI adoption.
It's called the tragedy of the cognitive commons basically. When companies use AI to cut entry-level jobs, they are all individually benefiting, but the collective expertise of entire professions is slowly eroding.
It's not like it's immediately obvious, but the consequences might not become clear until 2030 to 2045,
when the people who got laid off would have been the experienced workers of tomorrow.
Up next, third from the Decoder.
World Labs turns one real-world robot task into thousands of simulated variations for training.
So I was reading about World Labs and this new simulation engine they've developed.
Essentially, they are taking one real-world task that a robot can do and then generating thousands of control variations of that task in a virtual environment.
It's like taking a single recipe and then creating a whole bunch of different variations of it, but in this case it's for training robot controllers. The idea is that by training the controllers in these simulated environments, they'll be able to adapt to a wide range of situations without needing to be reprogrammed. And to test this out, they've been running the train models on 5 different robot platforms for an hour each with no human intervention.
So far, so good. But the real question is how well these models will hold up in more complex everyday situations.
I'm really curious to see how this plays out, because if it works as promised, it could be a huge step forward for robotics and AI.
The potential applications are huge, from manufacturing to healthcare and beyond.
And the fact that they are able to generate so many different variations of a single task is really impressive. It's like they are able to simulate an entire world of possibilities.
What I find really interesting is that this approach could also help to reduce the need for physical testing and experimentation, which can be time-consuming and expensive.
By simulating so many different scenarios, they are able to test and refine their models much more quickly and efficiently.
It's still early days, of course, and there's a lot more work to be done before we can see the full impact of this technology.
But the potential is definitely there, and I'm excited to see where it takes us.
And then,
fourth from the Decoder.
Plaintiff hid invisible AI instructions in court filings to secretly influence automated review.
A plaintiff in Connecticut embedded invisible prompt injections in court filings formatted in 3-point white text on a white background to manipulate a potential AI review system.
Judge Spader compared the attempt to secretly tampering with a jury and revoke the plaintiff's electronic filing privileges. The court stressed that Connecticut doesn't use AI to review filings, but the intent alone was enough to warrant sanctions.
The article "Plaintiff hid invisible AI instructions in court filings to secretly influence automated review" appeared first on the Decoder.
Next,
fifth from the Decoder, Anthropic announces watermark detection API that will let third parties detect Claude AI texts.
So, I was digging into this Anthropic thing, and they are working on a watermark detection API for their AI Claude.
It's basically a way for third parties to check if a piece of text was written by Claude or not.
They're using a method called SynthID, which was developed by Google, and tweaking it to make the random word selection process more consistent without affecting the overall quality of the text.
The thing is, this approach has its limits.
It doesn't work super well with fact-heavy text, code, or when the text has been heavily rewritten.
I'm guessing that's because those types of text are more predictable and less prone to the kinds of random variations that the watermark is looking for. It's an interesting approach, but I'm not sure how practical it is.
I mean, if someone's trying to pass off a piece of AI-generated text as their own work, they could just try to avoid using any of the patterns that the watermark is looking for.
It's not a foolproof system by any means.
I'm curious to see how this plays out, though.
It could be a useful tool for people who need to verify the authorship of certain texts, but it's also got some potential downsides.
That's it for today.
Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
Want this every morning?
It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.